Good morning. We're learning Klalam and Aleph, the Melacha of Shochet, and we just completed Simon's Hey, Dalet Hey involved. So putting all this information together, we can talk about a few scenarios which play out. So causing a wound to bleed, if a person has, let's say, some type of rash on their body and they're going to scratch it hard enough that it's a psychic rash that's going to bleed, that's going to be ushered to do so. If a person has eczema or something of that sort. A person has a wound and there's a bandage on the wound and he wants to change that dressing. So sometimes when a person does that, it's going to pull off the scab and cause it to start bleeding again. So a person shouldn't do that because it's going to cause bleeding. Let's say the person's goal is not to cause to do that. His goal is to take, he needs to apply some type of medication which is permitted, meeting the criteria when medication is permitted. So he's allowed to take off the dressing and put the medication on and put a new dressing on top. If a person has a blister, there's a point in the Chayyadim in Simon Dalet, which we didn't talk about. There are certain scenarios where there's blood which is coming out, but it's not really being extracted anymore, just sort of like sitting under the surface in a bubble. So a person has a blister and there's liquid inside of the blister, so opening the blister and having draining out the liquid is not a problem. A person squeezes out the liquid, and he continues to press and squeeze it out even after it's empty, so now he's extracting from the wound, and that's going to be problematic. We spoke about the case where a person has gums which are bleeding. Another scenario which comes up is a person has hemorrhoids. So a person has hemorrhoids as they relieve themselves when they go to clean themselves. They rub against the hemorrhoids, and sometimes that's going to be a psychic rasha that's going to cause bleeding. So is one permitted to do so? The answer, the process of cleaning oneself after one uses the facilities is considered kabbat abrius. And because that were matters, certain derbanans for the purpose of kabbat abrius, one of them being over here, it's malach hashenis yichel gufa, he does not need the blood. It's a mekalkel. So even if it's a psikration, it's number shenim miskavim, even though it's a psikration, it's number shenim miskavim, so multiple organs, it's on their bottom. So Mokham Kabbat Abriyas, Chazal permitted that the person would be allowed to clean themselves properly after using the bathroom. A person has an option of using softer toilet paper, which would prevent this problem. One must do so, obviously. The person wants to brush their teeth on Shabbos. So when it comes to brushing one's teeth or using the dental floss, we have to be concerned about if the person uses toothpaste, we have the concern of Mereach, he's taking the paste and smoothing it out. But if the person is using a no toothpaste and a dry toothbrush, there's no problem of skita. He's not trying to extract the liquid which is trapped between the bristles. But you have the other concern is there going to be bleeding? In general, a person who has healthy gums, they're not going to be bleeding. It's not a secretion, there's going to be bleeding. So a person would be allowed to use to brush one's teeth on Shabbos without using toothpaste and without wetting the brush beforehand. The person can brush their teeth. And we're not concerned about that. If a person knows that there's a secretion, that they're going to bleed, so then the person is not, now it's a secretion, it's going to be problematic. Even that case, it's a psik resha, v'lonichala, you're not interested in the bleeding at all. And it's a drabanan because you're not using the blood. So it's a malach hashenis yichel gufa, it's a psik resha, and it's a drabanan, v'lonichala. So malachim tsar, if a person, if they don't brush their teeth, they're going to generate a situation where there's going to come to the point where it's going to start irritating them because they have food caught there, etc., if they don't brush their teeth. So Rafalk points out that case would be mutter. But he does point out a person should, before they pass on the child, they should ask a halacha l'maisa shayla from a posik. The same thing would be true when it comes to using dental floss. The same type of a conversation will take place. It's not a psik resh usually. It's not going to be a problem. The last point is removing a splinter. It's not a psik resh that a person pulls a splinter out, that it's going to be, that it's going to cause bleeding. And so since it's not a psik resh, you are allowed to remove the splinter. It's not vadi, it's going to happen. In a case where it's vadi going to happen, the person already tried before Shabbos, and each time he tried, it bled. So we have to assume it's going to bleed again, since the gracious is going to bleed. So if the person finds the splinter uncomfortable to the point that it has real pain from it, Malkam Tsar, they weren't geyser. Again, we have the same argument that it's never shedding miskabin, it's the malkam shedding lagufa, it's a mechanical. We're going to be mekel, so a person can be mekel in most situations. These examples that I gave right now were primarily taken from Rav Falk's Sefer and the Melech HaShabbos, where he goes through various different examples, halacha l'maisa, of this issue which we've had in the previous few simanim. Have a good day.